Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you're next in line for a miracle. This is a Gospel Healing Miracle Hour featuring Dr. Bishop Gregory Scott and featuring, most importantly, Prophetess Evangelist Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Thank you for coming into the archives. Thank you for listening to the show. And you're listening to Shirley Caesar singing your next in line for a miracle. So if you came to this program listening for the Universal Healer, well, this is God's Universal Healer, but we have with us the evangelist, Patricia Benjamin, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, who ministers and prophesies, heals and sings. Welcome to our show, and how are you this afternoon? It may be morning in Japan, but it's afternoon on the East Coast. Hello there, Pastor. How are you today?
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Bishop Scott. It is good to be in the land of the living. I won't complain. Those storms rise and strong winds they blow, but I won't complain because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way, and I see I'm not the only one awake here. Look like you, and you, those of you who are listening, you're awake also. So let's go and give God the praise and the glory. And Shirley Caesar has spoken in her song, "You are next in line for your miracle." So just reach out and grab it, because it belongs to you. God is good, and he's very good. He's worthy of all praise and all honor is due to the Father. I just want to thank God for this space, for this moment to be with you, Dr. Scott, on the Miracle Healing Hour. You know, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I know that there's some people that might say, well, I talked about that last week and I got no results. And I heard the song say that I was next in line for a miracle. But Daniel prayed. And when Daniel prayed, God answered his prayer immediately. But the king of Persia, the devil, the enemy, held up Daniel's blessing. And Daniel came back to God and he said, it's been 21 days, and I've not received that of what I asked you for. And God replied and said, but I released it the moment that you asked for it. But the king of Persia, the king of the air, got in the way and blocked it. But I sent Michael, my archangel, to fight, to cut it down, to get it to you. So if you've gone back to God in a humble manner and not in a vicious, disrespectful manner, God will speak to you and let you know he's already fighting on your behalf to get you the miracle that he has released for you today. Can you tell the Lord thank you? Can you clap your hand unto God and tell him thank you? Because he is worthy of all the praise. He accepts our criticism. He's our Father. He loves us. He already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what's on your mind before you speak it. So therefore, you don't take him by surprise when you be yourself. But then you've got to humble yourself in the presence of the Lord and repent for your attitude. You need an adjustment. God's going to do everything that he said he's able to do. But you have to learn how to wait on the Lord. Job waited on the Lord. Why can't I? Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So they shall mount up with wings as eagles. And eagle is the strong bird, the strong one. So eagle is even on your money, I believe. That's how much it is important that we learn how to wait on the Lord. That's how much our money means to us, that it's a strong thing for us. It carries the symbol of an eagle. And God made eagle. Money is not bad. Money is good. The Bible I read said, little money answereth all things. So just be encouraged. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. He made the moon and the stars. He made the waters. He made the birds. And yes, he even made the bees. And every creeping thing God made, every walking thing God made. So look unto Jesus, who is able to help us in our time of need. For the psalmist says that God is our refuge, our strength, present help in the time of trouble. And if you ask God for something and you believe in God for that particular thing, you've got to believe it, and you've got to believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him, because the songwriter says, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that the Lord will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. And that's the attitude you have to take. What God has for me, it is for me. No matter who or what get in the way to try to block it, you have to remain faithful in your mind, your thought pattern towards God and that what you seek him for, and tell yourself what God has for me, it is for me. It may not come in the morning, and it may not come at noon. It may not come at night at the time that I'm suspecting it to be. But because God said it, he will perform it, and whenever it comes, it'll be on time and the right time, because there is an appointed time. Remember, one day is as 1,000 years with him. One day with us is only 24 hours. See, the reason why you're defeated many times is because you don't know the word of God. And when you know the word of God, you can work the word, and the word will give you the strength that you need to endure, to wait on the Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to someone today, wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. And if you learn how to wait, oh, my God, what a victorious day is coming for you. You are next in line for your miracle. Be it if you need one or think that you need one. Sometimes we're expecting something that we really don't need. You don't need a miracle to make toast if you've got bread, toast, and elect. You can get up and do that yourself. But the miracle is when there is no electricity to use the toaster and there is no bread in your house. Hey, God, I thank you. And God sends just what you need. That is a miracle. So you got to know the difference. It is no miracle. You don't need a miracle to make coffee when everything you need is right there. You just need to get up and do it. But the miracle comes when it's not there. And it happened. Someone knocks upon the door and said, I was thinking about you. And the Spirit of the Lord said, let me just testify, because somebody needs this testimony. I didn't have any string beans. And I talked to God about the string beans. That was very important to me. It was a very important part of the diet. And I was out of string beans. And the part about it was that I didn't have the money to even purchase the string beans, or the green beans, as some call it. So I talked to God about it. I believe on a Wednesday, when I spoke to God about the green bean. And by Saturday, I had 24 cans of green bean. God gave me a miracle. He touched two women's hearts and told them to purchase the green beans. They each got 12 cans of name brand green beans. And I received what I asked God for on Wednesday. By that Saturday, my miracle had come to pass. Yes, green beans. God cares about us enough to give us the green beans. The scripture says, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ask him. He said, now, if you ask me for bread, I will not give you a stone. And if you ask me for a fish, I will not give you a serpent. Oh, I asked God for the green beans, and he made it possible. I was not working at all, and I didn't have the fiber. I had other foods. I had other vegetables. But the green beans, and me being a diabetic, it's not harmful for me to eat. It doesn't affect my blood sugar. And I was out of green beans. But my God, with me asking in faith, believing in faith, that he was going to supply my every need, he did just that, just for me. Well, it's the same Jesus today that did that for me back in 98. He's the same Jesus that's going to do it for you. Trust and believe, and you shall receive. Faith without works are dead. You have to be doing something to activate what you ask for. And all you need is to activate your faith. To every man was given a measure. So you may not have 12 mustard seeds. But if you have that one, you can work it into 12 and to 24 and so forth and so on. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Shirley said you're next in line for your miracle, but make sure that you're asking for the impossible. Miracles are something of the impossible that the human cannot create. Only God can create a miracle. His son Jesus is not excluded. If you hear me talking about God, I'm incorporating his son Jesus, because Jesus said, I and my Father, we are one. So when I call Jesus' name, I am talking about his Father. When I call the Father God's name, I am also talking about the Son. But he said, we are one. So if you need a miracle, I mean a real miracle, if you look in the Bible, the people that received a miracle was the people that needed one. The woman who had an issue of blood received a miracle when she touched the garment by faith that she would be made whole. Several people in the Bible needed a miracle, and they received it by faith. And they worked their faith in order to get it released. But now make sure that you really need a miracle, because some things you already have control of, and you just need to handle your business. But if you need a miracle, you're next in line. I think I have used up my time. I'm going to decrease so Bishop Scott can increase and take you on to a higher height. I didn't feel like preaching today. I just went by the Spirit of the Lord and said, just talk to them, because somebody is misunderstanding the miracle. But remember, it is by faith that you move God, that you get God's attention. You can't ask him for something and doubt and disbelieve. But you have to believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Can you tell God thank you today? Can you clap your hands and tell God thank you? I know you might say, well, you always talk about clap your hands. What's the big thing with clap your hands? Clap your hands is a big thing with me, because several years ago I was stricken with this disease of rheumatoid arthritis, and I could not clap my hands. But today I had received a miracle some years ago, and today I can clap my hands. I sat in church, and the tears would stream, because when I saw them clapping their hands, I couldn't clap my hands because of the rheumatoid arthritis. But today, I can clap my hands. So it is a big deal with me. It may be just a little small, mediocre thing to you. But when you're not able to clap your hands, you'll find out how big of a thing it really is. There's a song that's coming to mind that I cried, Lord, and he delivered me. He delivered my poor soul. I cried unto the Lord, and I said, Lord, if I could just clap my hands in the service. Oh, and when the saints began to pray, and I began to activate my faith, it was so painful to try to move my elbows, my arms, my hands. Oh, it hurt, it really hurt. But the more I lost myself in the Spirit of God, the more the Spirit of God gave me what I needed. And when I knew it, I clapped my hands all the way home. They had to drive me home. I was just in the Spirit being blessed, receiving my miracle. So if I ask you to clap your hands, just give God a clap offering. The Bible tells us in the Psalms, says, clap your hands, oh, ye people. So it's important to go, to give God a clap offering that gets God's attention. Dr. Scott,
thank you very much, Sarah Evangelist. As always, your words strike home. And what we'll do now, while you are migrating onto your next responsibility, is play a song to transition to the next phase of the program.
Thank you.
I'll be praying for you, and that is a beautiful song, and it's just wonderful to hear the evangelist speak and prophesy and bring God's message right through. For those of you who have been listening to the show and who have checked in the archives, you'll notice the show has gone through some changes. Some are fairly ordinary, some are changes in the title, but the substance of the show has transformed as my own spiritual substance and consonance has continence has expanded and deepened. As a number of you know, several years ago, I was blessed to sit with a congregation of archangels, Jesus, and with the blessing and intention of God, and given the responsibility over the last few years of leading and organizing something known as the Universal Healer Program. And that program was largely constructed to support many people, most of whom had not accepted Jesus as their Savior. Many of them did not acknowledge in those terms God and substituted some of the intermediaries between themselves and God itself or God himself. So this responsibility then allowed me to be a witness to some of the miraculous experiences that people were able to have directly, not with me energetically, but with the God force, Holy Spirit as such, by that name. And it's been known by many different names. But what has gone on for me personally since then is that the divine being has asked and directed that I personally become involved with the his main movement. And yesterday someone asked me what percentage of people in the United States consider themselves Christian. 85%. So the work that I was doing was probably focused at a very slim minority, and God has directed that that work now be done with the larger population. And so what has happened for me energetically is that I have divested myself of those energy matrices which were organized to support the people in that very slim minority, so that the full matrix and consciousness of God himself can fully express to and through me without the interference. And I'm not putting down or minimizing of the work that's being done in these other areas, but I have to be true to my relationship with God and carry it out as it manifests to and through me. And I am now finding myself beginning to remember many of the biblical stories and examples which my father, a Baptist minister, and others in the church, the Baptist church in which I grew up, beginning to remember many of the stories that, and in some cases, misremembering some of the stories. And when I begin to try to recount them to the evangelist, she will very gently say, well, that was Daniel, or that was, Daniel, Mishan and Abednego, or she will give me, oh, it's not the text, it's not the Bible. But the point is not the language of the scripture. It's God's intention and the meaning. And I am not, by sharing this with you, trying to persuade anyone to change their perceptions of where they are spiritually. As God has led me through these 70-plus years of very labyrinthine past and allowed me to have that experience. So therefore, when I am talking and speaking to individuals, I can say truthfully, I understand where you are. And it's not hypothetical. It's not theoretical. In fact, it is real that I've been there and done that and understand the challenges that people face and the strength of their beliefs and the hold that their beliefs have on them. But what I can safely say is, since I decided that I would step away from the leadership positions and the energetic responsibilities I had, what it's done now is allowed me to be open and to be filled even more so, if that can be believed, with a sense of personal divinity and clarity, which had not yet manifested as fully as apparently it certainly could do. So having given you that oration, we still are going to allow and accomplish and provide healing support on this show, but it's through the mechanism of prayer, and it's my understanding that even more so, that the divine healing energies of God, and by way of being the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will manifest as they are ordained. And as the evangelist said earlier in the program, that she said quite clearly that it's not us to ordain when it occurs, but it is up to us to have the faith that the healing will occur. So when all of you, there are a number of people on the line, when you called in, you heard an announcement which said that if you wanted to speak to the host, then you could click one or question if you have a situation for which you would want prayer, online prayer, then you certainly can click one and see a few people now are clicking one. And what we'll do then is give you an opportunity to describe your situation, and we will invoke God's healing power. Caller number, let's see, calling from area code 678. I see that you have indicated you wanted to make a statement, share a testimony, or have prayer. Caller 678, are you still there?
Hey, Greg, this is Ernest.
Yes, sir. So, Ernest, is there something you want to say, share, ask for, a prayer, healing you're looking for?
Yeah, I was actually asking for a prayer this morning. Sometimes I, as you know, I'm involved in the Universal Healer Program, and sometimes I throw myself out of balance. You know, I'm kind of feeling that way this morning. Ask for prayer.
Okay, well then let's just pause for a moment, and this prayer will go out not only to you, but also to everyone on the show. First thing we want to do is surrender and mentally know that we, in order to receive this, need to accept God as the infinite provider, knowing that Jesus was a son who died for the sins of all individuals. So you want to relax and then ask God to come into our heart. We want to ask God to clear up any and all illnesses, any and all diseases, any and all connections to people who are filling us with their own energies, disease. We want to ask God to take away from us and remove from us any and all disturbing entities, friendly and unfriendly, that are interfering with our spiritual path, interfering with us as spiritual beings. We want to ask God to allow us to be completely in soul awareness and to lift us to his footstool, to the throne of God. And now I ask God, in Jesus' name, to bless us fully, wholly, and completely. So, Ernest, has your balance been restored?
Yeah, I felt that in my heart. It's burning right now.
And we ask God to surround you because of your special circumstance with his holy archangels and allow them to protect you against any and all interferences which may be coming in your direction. And I'm not sure what work you do, but I'm just getting the impression that there's something in your work environment that is intruding upon your sense of wholeness and wellness. Am I off target there?
I work at a pretty large hotel, so there's a large mixture of, people and energies in there. So, yeah, that's possible something's interfering.
Well, it's important for you when you're going to the hotel to, on a regular basis, ask God to cleanse and protect you so that you're not picking up the stuff that other people are carrying. Because of the your own involvement with Universal Healer Program, it makes you more open to sensing other people's stuff. That's the only way to describe it. And you have to ask God when, as soon as you go to work, to cloak you and to protect you. And in this tradition, there is often we talk about, you know, healing energy, but it's easier to understand that even though we might call it that, that in this spiritual context, it's the blood of Jesus is what's described. So you can ask as you go into the hotel that God not only protect you but cover you with the blood and anointing of Jesus.
Okay.
And and when we have a chance to talk privately, a couple of other ideas, techniques, I'll say, and ways of using prayer to stay protected.
Okay.
So, Ernest, thanks for opening up your line. Let's see.
Thank
someone
you.
Else. Hello, caller coming in from 617.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Real question is, and how are you today?
You know what? I'm good. I'm good.
Well, I'm glad
I'm
you
good.
Called in. I want to thank you for opening up your line. Is there
sure.
some
thank
support
you.
Prayer that you'd want, a healing experience?
Yes. I've been looking for work for going on 2 years now. And my sense of faith is starting to really be tested. And I'm struggling with that.
Yeah, I tell you, I have a lot of things I can say, but I see the advantage is still on the line. She's such a delight. Let's see if she wants to talk to you a little bit. Hello, Evangelist.
Yes, thank you. I heard what she said, that her faith is being tested, and that's a good way to look at that,
mm-hmm.
and your faith will work for you. I'm driving, so I hope that we won't be disconnected.
Okay.
Your faith will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard the message, it says, they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength.
Amen.
And as you are feeling like your faith is being tested, tap more into God for more strength.
Okay.
Because it is God's divine strength that will help us make it through our nights. You know, the Bible tells us that weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. We're not exactly sure when our morning is, but right now
right.
it feels like you're in your night.
Yes.
And you're asking, how much longer, God,
yes.
is my night going to be there? But
Amen.
Stop asking him how much longer and start thanking him that mm. I'm walking in my morning. I don't care how dark it may seem right now, but I'm walking in my morning because I have victory through Jesus, and I belong to the Lord, and he belongs to me. And no matter what it looks like to my natural eyes, my spirit man is saying that I'm already entering into my morning. And so therefore, I
Amen.
Will bless the Lord. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how. I'm bringing my sister in Christ to you today, Lord. I'm asking that you do what you do all the time. Strengthen your children. Strengthen us for the journey. God, we don't know why sometimes we have to wait, but you know all things.
Amen.
And as long as we know that you haven't left us, that you are at our side. We know that we're going to come out the winner at the finishing line. We have the victory. We'll be able to strengthen someone who really don't know you, someone who don't understand how you operate. Jesus, I ask that you get in a hurry.
Amen.
And do
Amen.
What needs to be done.
Amen.
But while she's waiting, teach her how to wait on you
yes.
with thanksgiving, and she will see that the doors that seem to be closed will open. God is
yes.
preparing something just for you.
There
Amen. Is a position
yes.
that's coming, and you got to
yes.
wait on it, because if
yes.
you get it right now, you'll shipwreck. God said,
yes.
hold on a little while longer.
Yes.
I'm coming.
Yes.
I've already been to your rescue. You've not lost anything. You have not, God said, I have been with you. You should
Amen.
Have lost, but I have brought you thus far. Stop looking
Amen.
At your circumstances. Start looking at your triumph. Start seeing yourself victorious. Start
Amen.
Seeing yourself
Amen.
Like I saw the string beans that wasn't in my cabinet, and he put them there through two people.
Amen.
You've got to
yes.
take your eyes off of the circumstance. I know we're in the flesh, and I know it's hard. I can speak from experience. I know it's not easy.
Yes.
But I heard someone say it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
Yes.
And that's going to be you in the end. It wasn't
yes.
easy, but it was worth it. You'll be
yes.
surprised of the things that's being warded off and coming your way because you don't
wow.
have.
Wow. Yes.
God is really blessing you, young lady.
Oh,
God
you.
Is doing it for you.
Yes. Yes.
Long time ago, you said, I'm sick of this place.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this. I hear God in the spirit. And God says, so now I'm going to let you just chill.
Yes.
So
Amen.
When I put
yes.
you in the next place,
yes.
you were blessed before. And
yes.
I see more money coming.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Than
yes.
before.
Amen.
And God
yes.
said, you will honor me.
Yes.
With your blessings, that I'm going to give you much.
Amen. Amen.
Because I'm teaching you to appreciate
yes.
not having enough.
Oh my God.
You're learning
oh.
how to.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Well, I give it too much.
It sounds like you're almost getting to that dead zone there, Pastor. There's a particular dead zone that she goes to when she goes through when she's driving. And I can still see the line is open, but when she gets past that dead zone, she'll come back on. I just want to add to that. I don't know if one can add a postscript to such a powerful message.
Yes.
But what I want to say is, in part of your prayers, if you're able to do it, just continue to thank God for allowing you to live in a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I want you to do. What I'd like to ask you to do is just,
okay,
you're in a very relaxed state right now. Is in your heart of hearts,
yes.
just say, thank you, God, for letting me live in this miracle. And know that in this moment, God is bringing you up into heaven and allowing you to stay there. And then the next thing is we're asking God to release from you any and all things that have been holding you and to clear the path between you and his goals and your destiny.
Mm.
And then we want to, the pastor gave a sermon the other day in which he explained to people how important it is to bless God. So inwardly, as you're thanking God, you have to alternate that with saying, God, I bless you. And you'll notice just saying that right now, you have the impression and feeling and knowing that heaven has opened up. And is now showering its blessings upon you. Can you feel that?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And you're in a very blessed state. Don't be surprised if you're walking across somebody's lawn and somebody comes behind you and says, there are flowers. Do you know there are flowers growing up underneath your feet? That's the level of blessing that God is bestowing upon you.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, this is beautiful. I truly needed this today. I really needed this today.
And we needed you to call in. Not enough people are calling in.
You know what? After I guarantee you, after today, they will be calling in.
Well, good, because I see the evangelist now is activated her car phone, so let me see if we get her back on.
Okay.
Yes, I could hear you. I went in, I went out, and redialed on the phone. I didn't touch it. But I know God worked miracles, and I know that the talk that he allowed me to bring today was for her. And
yeah.
I wish that she would go online and listen to the sermon that I just preached on Tuesday.
Okay.
You'll get a better clarity of what Bishop was talking about, that if you learn how to bless God, you know, it's just not easy because our flesh is always, the scripture, the word of God lets us know that our flesh is always at war against God. And
yeah.
That's the enemy's job.
That's
but
true.
Our job is to press towards the mark. And that's why it's important. It's nice to buy books and read books on who said this and that. But the most important book to the Christian is God's Word.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
The weapon that we have to strengthen us or to go up against the enemy when he comes in like a flood. It is the Word of God that will raise up a standard. There's a point there in the New Testament that Jesus has said, physician, heal yourself. In other words, speak my word over yourself. Speak
over yourself,
my word
yeah.
to yourself.
Yeah.
Start saying to yourself, I am the head and not the tail. I
Amen.
Am the beginning.
And
I am,
the,
I can do, Paul said, I can do all things. Paul's vision was not even clear, but he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I told a person this morning, I said, you know what? I may not have received the healing yet for this, that, or the other, but I got grace. I said, because God told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my
Amen.
Strength is made perfect in your weakness. Those
Amen.
Are fighting words. That's what you come up against the devil with. I may be this, that, and the other, but I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me, and you have to convince yourself first.
Yes, amen.
Before God is pleased with the word, because we can just speak words and have no meaning to it. But you're not telling yourself, I can do this.
Yes.
I'm going to do this because why? My help cometh from whom? It cometh from the Lord. Jesus is my help.
Yes.
So I've got the tools that I need, but there's nowhere in the world you can make the cake and have the butter, the sugar, the flour, the eggs, and then don't mix it.
Right, yep.
It'll just sit there.
Amen.
So you've got to learn how to mix it. You've got to put it all together so that you come out with just what you need.
Yes.
The song said, I got just what I wanted from the Lord. And we're all seeking something from the Lord. There's not a person that, I don't care if they may not call his name Lord, God, Jesus, but you're looking for something.
That's true. Yes.
But all things, my Bible reads, my Bible, I don't know about somebody else's Bible, but my Bible and my cousin's Bible and my auntie's Bible and my mama's Bible reads, all things come from God. Period.
Yes.
So why would you seek something else or someone else when all things come from God? Go to him. Because
True.
He's got everything that you need. You're going to be all right. It's already all right. I know you're weak, but after today, the Bible says, let the weak declare that I'm strong. See, we're snared by the things that come out of our mouth. We say, yeah, well, I'm not going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Well, see, then you're bringing in that spirit on yourself. God
That's true.
Not putting that on you. You're putting it on yourself. You're using the devil's tools to destroy your own self.
Mm.
But you say, you know what? I may not see how I'm going to make it, but I know who's going to help me make it, and his name is Jesus. See, when you turn it around, the enemy will flee. The Bible says if you resist the devil, then he'll flee. He can't he can't stand that kind of talk. He doesn't like positiveness. He came to kill. He has a resume, and it hasn't changed. He came to kill. He came to steal and destroy. Straight out. He doesn't change his agenda.
That's true.
But
that's
Jesus
true.
Said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
More
abundantly, walk in your abundance. Walk in the newness of the Spirit because God has done a new thing for you today.
Thank you.
A new thing.
So much.
Your whole house, I see your whole house. It looked as if when a globe and someone has just taken and in the globe, I just saw your whole house change.
Good.
Even the arguments.
Yes.
Even the arguments, saith the Lord, I have even turned it over.
Yes. Amen.
Never be the same. Okay. Oh, now you may not see the results tonight, and you might. The enemy might try to delay it.
Yeah.
But even the very paint on your wall, God said, I have even spoken to the paint on your wall that the spirit that's in there will come off.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Hello. You will rest tonight.
Yes.
You will rest tonight.
Yes.
Says
Amen.
The Lord, for I have spread it my feet. The anointing means to smear. God says, I have smeared my feet in your house.
Yes.
I don't know. God, I don't like going like this, but even a child, one of the children, I see a child here. Something, I don't know if it's your child or a relative that seems to be out of control. God said, watch the switch, watch the move.
Yes, yep, yes.
I'm not trying to get into your business, but
that's all right. That's all right.
And I know you're on the air, but they
that's
don't know.
All right.
And if they do, they should be happy for you.
That's all right, honey. Say what you need to say.
Okay, that child is going to, you're going to be amazed at what God's going to do. The enemy wants to destroy.
Yes.
But God said, because you made this call today, I'm going to turn that situation around.
Yes, amen.
Ladies, this is wonderful. It looks like we've almost reached our curfew.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to end the show.
Thank you.
Now, what is
much.
Your first name, caller 617?
It's Gwen.
Gwen, I'm going to dedicate this song that we're going to end with you, to you.
Thank you so much. Bless you both.
Bless you.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
turning around,
turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is,
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it out, and it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern. Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Turn in my favor.
Indicate she wanted to say anything. Okay, bye.
First bite. Yes, I really don't need a tray. You got a tray right out here. What kind of liquids do you have, brother?
Chill off for me.
No beer?
We got to hang you up because you're still called in. I looked at my telephone and said, line in use. We got to hang you up.
That's right, hang it up.